This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, writing his column at the National Post about Gaza. And there is breaking news about Gaza that speaks to the column Mr. Black has written and his thoughts because he knows the players. The headline, good evening, Conrad, the headline in the Financial Times, Tony Blair seeks to play key role in Gaza under Donald Trump peace plan. U.S. looks for former British Prime Minister to be involved in transitional post-war arrangement. The speculation is that Mr. Blair will be the chair of the Gaza International Transitional Authority. Good evening to you, Conrad. You know Tony Blair personally and have for many years. As a prime minister, yes. He was very successful in the late 20th century. How do you measure him as a player in the Gaza reconstruction, given all the vicissitudes of the Arab world? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. I do know him well, and I knew him before, during, and after he was prime minister. And I don't think he was actually that strong a prime minister, but he did win three straight terms. And I think he's a very good man. I think he will be absolutely fair. He's too intelligent to have people pulling fast ones on him. They're not going to be able to violate whatever the agreed rules are without his knowing it. And he certainly is without any hostility to either Muslims or Jews or the state of Israel. And I think he would accept the mandate and accept the principle that the terrorists have to be removed and Hamas has to cease to be a political influence in Gaza. And as you know, that is, in fact, exactly what the Arabs want, the Arab powers, and the head of the Palestinian Authority, the venerable Mahmoud Abbas, is as anti-Hamas as anybody. And that is, of course, also what Israel wants. So I think Tony Blair would be a person everyone except the terrorists could get behind and reinforce his mandate to carry out whatever it is that's agreed. So I think it's a good choice. I don't think he's vulnerable to anything in his career that would suggest he wouldn't be a very fair, efficient, honest executant of a collective agreement here.
I'm keen. I'll start in London, then we'll head to Washington. I'm keen in your opinion, will London follow Tony Blair's guidance in these matters? Because the Starmer government so far has been divided, but the divisions have to do with some of the hotter remarks made. Will London allow Tony Blair to do his work, or will they step on his lines?
Well, in the first place, I may be wrong here, as this has been set up, I think you can pretty much ignore London. I mean, this is more of a President Trump's gig, I think. And I think Starmer would attach far more importance, first, to good relations with the president of the U.S., and second, to not crossing swords with his most respected former party leader. Starmer will support him. Now, I agree there are some anti-Semites in the Labour Party. The former leader, Corbyn, was thrown out by that party and expelled from the party for being an anti-Semite. And there are some elements around in that party, but they have a big parliamentary majority. And Starmer, I think, could actually strengthen his hand by finding constantly in favor of the Trump-Blair plan and against the Corbynites in his own party. So I don't think Starmer is going to contest it with Blair at all. I think he would try and say this is a demonstration of the, implicitly the virtue of the Labour Party and the British government.
The reason I bring up London right away, Conrad, you know this, you've written the history intimately, is that Britain was charged with the mandate of these territories once upon a time. And it has deep history. Now we go to Washington. The FT reports, Mr. Blair attended a meeting at the White House last month to discuss post-war plans for the besieged strip, along with Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and Middle East advisor during the president's first term. You know the president very well. Is it your impression that he and Tony Blair work well together? That is not necessarily the requirement, but it sure will help.
I think they would. I don't think they know each other at all well, but Blair is a very agreeable man. I don't mean in a sort of soft, weak way. He's just he's always polite, diplomatic, good sense of humor. That was really the key to his popularity. People liked him, and they still like him as a person. I think by the end of his 10 years as prime minister, they were a little tired of him politically, but not hostile to him as a person. And he would certainly know that he needs to get along with the president, and the president would know that it's important that they have a common front. I think that'll be fine. He's not one of these people who's like an Elon Musk or something. He's apt to become abrasive and is prone to falling out with people. Tony Blair is a very equable personality and a diplomatic-minded person. So I think it'll be fine.
Trump's proposals, writes the FT, include elements of various European and Arab plans, including a Palestinian committee to administer the Strip with international oversight and the deployment of an international stabilization force to help manage security. All of that would be in the lap of the former prime minister. What I'm struck by is that Tony Blair represents whatever he's working for brilliantly to the American public. And that's got to be an advantage when it comes to bumpy waters like this.
I think so. And then when in his 10 years as prime minister, he always got on extremely well with the administration. Now, it was Bill Clinton at the start and then George W. Bush. He got on well with both parties, and I think he's well-liked in Washington. There's still lots of people there who knew him then, and I think it's an inspired choice. I think he'll be very good at this.
I'm amazed that he wants to take on a role like this, having been a successful prime minister, because this will
be... it's a good thing to have in your CV, you know, when they hold the memorial service for him in Westminster Abbey. It's a nice thing to have somebody recite that he was a peacemaker in the Middle East.
And so,
incidentally, it is a bit of a sore point in British government circles in both parties that they did not have a highly successful term in charge of the Palestine mandate. It is now recognized that they prevented a lot of Jews from going to Palestine and escaping the pogroms of the Third Reich and its allies. And Britain's record there was not very distinguished. And this is a chance for Britain to finish the chapter on a high note, I would say.
That was my presumption, but I'm glad to hear you endorse it, because you and I know the history. It's deep and it's complicated. And Tony Blair can speak to it. And I imagine he will, while acknowledging that we can work together now. Very positive. It's a nice choice. Even, Conrad, it's good casting, too, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. And I think Tony Blair is a guy who's experienced and proven, but not old and over the hill. I think it's a good choice.
Conrad Black, writing his column for the National Post, and this is new information. Tony Blair... proposed to be the head of an international committee supervising the reconstruction, rebuilding, and reawakening of the Gaza Strip. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.